The sign of Capricorn, December 21st through January 18th. If one's birthday occurs during the last week of any month, there is a blending of qualities with the upcoming month as well. So January Aquarians should take note of this symbolism too. The archetype imagery associated with Capricorn is the goat on the mountaintop, wishing to be sure of its footing to avoid falling off the high structure upon which it climbs. Achievement-oriented and very responsible, the practical, business-oriented, rational-minded Capricorn would prefer to have no interruptions with any strong feelings or emotional outbursts. This 10th sign of the zodiac is that stage of man's development when the mind has taken control almost completely of the baser instincts. Therefore, the fundamental word associated with this serenely grounded approach and view of reality is continence, which is another word for self-control. Because expressions of the yin energy, such as feelings or held emotions of denial, are unpredictable once tapped, a Capricorn will often feel too uncomfortable and unsure of its footing in such a volatile situation, not knowing where it will take them. Capricorn's sun sign, the soul's basic characteristic, often maintains a fear on the subconscious level that if one lets go of the feelings too much, control of the self will be hard to achieve again. What good will it do is a common excuse and avoidance pattern of this sign. The ruling planet or sphere of consciousness that governs the sign of Capricorn is Saturn. In the ancient Greek myth, Saturn is god of time, which simply symbolically represents a particularly unique Capricorn soul trait and ability that enables them to understand the proper timing for things. To show another example how time reflects in this sign, universally, we change the date during this month with Father Time, changing into the infant symbol at the start of a new year. Like the planet Saturn, so structured in its formation, so is the talent of a Capricorn. Understanding order and structure more than any other sign, they tend to be the traditionalist, wishing to keep and hold on to the past in order to preserve the foundation and structure of their view of reality. To break with the past would seem destructive to what they and humanity have built up in order to feel secure and safe from falling off their mountainous structure of the past. The parts of the body emphasized with this sign are the bones and teeth. The bones make up the structure of the physical body and give us support. The knees are often a common vulnerable area of the body for this sign, the knobby-kneed goat. For the knees represent metaphysically our flexibility in life to adjust to unexpected challenges. The stiff-kneed Capricorn, checking its path and footing with every step, with so many lists of things to do and time schedules for every moment of the day, often develops tightness in the knees for this specific reason. When a sudden, unexpected move occurs in life, then the tight knees can therefore be easily damaged, not being able to give in to the sudden change of movement, either internally or externally. Being an earth sign, Capricorn understands the workings of the physical plane. It loves the way man has created systems and forms, and will always endeavor to work within those limits and structures. A Capricorn feels safe doing that. Pay your taxes and count every receipt is often their motto. One of the two qualities associated with this astrological sign is mutability for those born the last week of December. In other words, a Capricorn will adjust to others, basically to avoid an emotional scene. And therein lies the rub. For being so mutable, a Capricorn will choose too often to swallow their emotions or feelings rather than let go and release them in order to stop someone from being rude or obstinate. And as a result, a Capricorn can lose their innate power. For it is the expression of the swallowed red fruit of the tree of mental judgment that one can sometimes change a situation for the better. They need to spit out their own personal, quote, Eve's apple. Since they have often a smart and intelligent approach, the rest of us need them to express their thoughts and feelings rather than continually keeping their inner truth hidden. That helps no one. At times, expressing strong feelings is needed when stubborn thinking or a stronger response is required to improve a situation. Expressing one's anger is hard for this blue mental approach to life, which is the fundamental quality of this upbeat, rational-minded Capricorn. For January Capricorns, the quality is cardinal, which means fast response to situations, which is the necessary ingredient for taking care of business. A profound mental approach does make this Earth sign one of the most brilliant of the zodiac. The main lesson, though, that can be emphasized for this sign is to avoid the trap of controlling oneself or others to such a degree as to lose spontaneity. Allowing the personal freedom to express their denial, as well as the more vulnerable feelings of the heart, is their next personal soul challenge. For it is through emotional release and expression too of the heart center that we learn who we truly are inside. Since Capricorn is a feminine sign with a masculine edge of mental control, the higher path is to allow even the ugly internal turmoil at times to bubble to the surface. For if this is not done in life, the Capricorn will remain blocked and stay in denial. Remaining therefore unchanged internally by not learning to allow emotional release, this sign of the month of January, which includes some Aquarians, will stunt their emotional maturity. A Capricorn can be notorious for acting more and more like a baby as it ages if it does not learn to finally let go and let themselves truly be free to be. Emotional control is a talent with a double-edged sword, the symbol of the mind archetypically. Too much control dulls reality and keeps the self in a constant state of denial, which, as some have said, is not just a slow-moving river in Egypt. End transmission.